Tenderay beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Friends, there's a world of meaning packed into the three short words Kroger Tenderay beef. It's just another way to say freshness, tenderness, juiciness, and deliciousness. Yes, Kroger brings you all of those things in Kroger Tenderay beef, because only the top quality grades are used. And those top quality grades come only from grain-fed cattle. Now the mention of the word grain should bring to mind the countless newspaper stories about the scarcity of grain and how it's being rushed overseas to prevent starvation. Thus, you'll readily understand why it's so hard for us to get grain-fed beef. Every available ounce of that good grain is needed to feed millions of starving people the world over. When those people no longer face famine, then we can once more use grain for cattle feeding. So for the time being, you won't be able to get those fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts. But remember, until Tenderay is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the best beef on the market whenever it's available.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Having learned that Professor Stuart Rogers is not only a college professor, but a special federal agent, Penny now knows why Steve Parker left her the night before their wedding. Rogers has been gathering evidence to send Parker to jail. As Penny goes for a drive in the country with her stepfather, she says,
"You were surprised to find out that Professor Rogers was a federal agent, weren't you, Jed?"
"Only a little bit, Penny."
You mean that you really suspected all along?"
"No, I never suspected he was a federal agent, Penny, but I always did have a feeling that he was more than an ordinary school teacher."
"Oh, but, Jed, you never met him. Only that time he came to see me, and you talked to him at the door for about 3 minutes."
"I know I never met him until then, but I had heard a lot about him from you and Pat and Johnny, and, well, what I heard about him all added up to something mighty unusual."
"Unusual is the word, all right."
"Now, don't feel bitter about Rogers. He was only doing his job."
"Jed, I don't feel bitter about what he did. Only the way he did it was a little unfair."
"Well, I think they say all's fair in love and war. And Rogers was fighting a war on crime."
"Well, then you think Steve's a criminal, too?"
"No, don't think anything of the sort, child. But he's having a brush with the law for something or other that he's done, or the law thinks he's done wrong. A man isn't a criminal until he's found guilty of a crime. And in our kind of law, a man's innocent until he's proven guilty. Who's proven Parker guilty so far?"
"No one. But the professor says there's no mistake. He has the evidence, or he wouldn't have planned to arrest Steve. And he feels Steve proved his guilt by running away when that agent came to look at your books."
"I know. It looks bad for him, Penny. But it's all what people think that makes it look bad, not what people know."
"Well, then you think the professor may be wrong."
"He may be. But mind you, child, that's only what I think. Don't get your hopes up over any speculation. It's better to wait till things happen and judge things as they come along."
"Yeah, but, Jed, what is going to happen next? And are they going to find Steve?"
"Those federal agents usually do find the man they're after."
"And when they find him, then what?"
"Guess they'll arrest him."
"Oh, awful."
"I said, I guess they'll arrest him, Penny. I don't know what happens in a case like this. You say the professor has his evidence against Parker?"
"The professor says so,
"Well, then, guess maybe he'll be arrested or maybe given a chance to speak for himself before the arrest. Don't know about that, though. Usually those federal men get all the evidence together till they have an airtight case. Then they go out and get their man, and that's the end of that for the guy they're after."
"Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm afraid of."
"But you got to remember this, too, Penny. Even Professor Rogers and his fellow agents can make a mistake."
"I know, Jed, but what are the odds for anything like that?"
"Pretty high against it. But long shots win horse races sometimes."
"I know, but who bets on long shots?"
"Well, you've got a point there."
"I guess it's pretty hopeless, isn't it, Jed?"
No, not at all, child. It's not hopeless till the federal men find Parker, try him, and convict him." Well, it's a pretty country out here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Say, there's a new stand of pine trees just been planted on that hillside near the Oakley farm. Gonna be beautiful up on that slope in a few years.
It always was. I remember a couple of winters ago going up there with Johnny and trying my luck on skis.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, those days were fun.
Well, there are lots of good times ahead of you too, Penny. Don't think there aren't.
I'm sure there are, Jed, but I can't see him from here.
No, of course not. These are rather dark days for you. Probably the darkest you ever had. But if it'll be any consolation to you, it's better to have your troubles while you're young and can stand them than when you're old and, well, they seem a little more disastrous.
I thought that when you were older, Jed, troubles didn't seem so important.
They don't, not the little ones. But the big ones, like this, big ones like the one you're having now, well, they hit an older person awful hard.
Why, Jed?
Well, mostly because an older person, that is, a person really getting along in years, realizes he doesn't have the time for recovery that a younger person does. Then, on the other hand, now that I think about it some more, maybe an older person is more philosophical about his setbacks. Figures he's had his share of good luck in years behind him. Well, I don't know. Maybe it all comes down to just one thing.
What one thing, Jed?
A person has troubles because troubles are a part of life. And somehow or other, we're made to suffer troubles and get over them. Young or old, rich or poor, we all have our difficult moments. But in the whole span of our existence, they're only moments. And fleeting moments at that.
It's a good cheerful way to look at it, but there's been nothing momentary about the day since Steve's disappeared. Every hour seemed like a year, and each day an eternity. There's no telling how long the heartache will drag on till Steve's found and cleared of these charges.
Oh, sure. Troubles seem long and drawn out when we're in the midst of them. Troubles are like pain. Why, I've known people in such pain they wish they could die. A few days after the hurt was gone, why, they could hardly remember what it felt like. The same thing's true of troubles. Frankly, Penny, out of this trouble of yours, you might find a lot of happiness you never dreamed of.
I've wondered about that too, Jed. I know I might. Everyone's more or less said that this is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. Or at least it'll turn out to be the best thing. And I've begun to wonder about it too. Maybe it is.
Yes, maybe it is, child. Maybe it's a sort of blessing in disguise. I've thought so from the very beginning. Frankly, Penny, though I've never said so, I never was too happy about your marrying Parker.
You did say so, Jed. Not in words. You didn't actually say it, but I could tell by the tone of your voice and the look in your eye when you were talking about my marrying him. Mother wasn't too happy about it either, was she?
She wanted for you, Penny, what you wanted for yourself.
In other words, she really wasn't happy about it.
Only if you were happy about it, Penny, then she was happy.
I think I understand. Strange, the whole thing's beginning to seem less terrible to me now. Oh, I don't want Steve to be in trouble, though. I'd give anything, I'd do anything to see him get out of this mess.
Well, don't give anything, Penny. Don't do anything either. Just sit tight. Everything will work out. It always does. Well, let's go back to town, shall we?
Yeah, I think we'd better. It's getting late.
Well, it is getting late. Well, we'll turn around this crossroad here and be back in town in a half hour.
Good. I wonder if anything's happened since we left town.
30 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, could be. It's amazing sometimes what can happen in a half hour. Maybe we'll have some news when we get back.
Oh, Jed, I certainly hope so.
Hold it, will you? Say, what's the idea?
Hello, Professor Rogers.
Oh, Miss Manson.
Yep, it's little Jerry. Surprised?
Well, yes, I am.
Well, you certainly must be. You haven't invited me in. Or aren't you going to, Professor?
Oh, why, yes, of course. Come in.
That's better.
Place is in sort of a mess. I've been working.
Yes, I know, and the maid hasn't had a chance to pick up.
Yes.
Well, I was wondering whether or not you'd have the courage to close the door. But you aren't afraid of me as you used to be, are you?
Afraid of you? I was never afraid of you.
No? Good. Then let's say you aren't as shy as you usually are. May I sit down?
If you like.
I'd love to. Aren't you going to sit down?
I'll sit here.
Oh. Well, if you insist. You surprised to know I'm in Rossville?
Yes, I didn't think you'd be up here again.
But you're still here, aren't you?
Yes, but my work is here.
Well, maybe mine is too from now on.
Oh? Meaning?
Meaning nothing. Nothing at the moment. We'll talk about that later. Really, the purpose of this call is to thank you for what you've done.
What I've done?
Mm-hmm. You did a beautiful job of breaking up Penny Gibbs' marriage to Steve.
Oh, that.
Yes. Oh, now, don't get up.
I feel like standing, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, you don't. I said something wrong. What was it?
Nothing.
It was about Penny Gibbs' wedding. Why are you so touchy about it? I thought you wanted to break it up.
I didn't want to. I had to.
Oh, but you did want to. You remember? You came to New York to see me. Do you remember that? You asked me if I could give you any information that would make things difficult for Steve Parker. Do you remember that?
Yes, and you gave me that information. Reams of it. Books, papers, letters, files, everything I needed. Do you remember that?
Well, of course I do. And also, you never thanked me for it. I couldn't understand why.
You couldn't?
No, and I still don't. It was terribly damaging material. You could send him to jail for it if you wanted to, couldn't you?
You know I could.
When you catch him, are you going to send him to jail?
If I can make my case against him stick.
Well, certainly I gave you enough to make it stick, didn't I?
You gave me plenty, Miss Manson. But I didn't thank you for it because I didn't like your motives in giving it to me. To keep Steve Parker from marrying Penny Gibbs, you'd send Steve to jail, wouldn't you?
Prison isn't quite as permanent as marriage, Professor.
I think you'd better leave, Miss Manson.
Why?
Because thanks to you, I've just about ruined Steve Parker's life. And you're happy about it. Well, let me tell you something. What you did to ruin Steve Parker may ruin your life, too. And something tells me it will.
Professor Rogers certainly has no love for Jerry Manson, has he? Will he do something to bring justice to her that will also clear Steve Parker? Stranger things have happened. Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Friends, you may remember that many years ago, some wise man said that experience is the best teacher of all. In other words, very often we have to learn things the hard way through the trial and error method. Well, if you gave Kroger Tender Ray Beef a trial when it was available, you can readily understand why it's world famous. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You won't make an error either when you buy and try Kroger's selected seafood. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit your Kroger store and look over our wonderful selection of seafoods. We're offering you the finest flavored fish and seafood you'll find in town. The finest because it's fresh caught, fast frosted, and rushed right to the store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Flavor is thus naturally protected. The firm, white flesh preserved for your enjoyment. Remember, when you buy Kroger's selected seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get some real soon.